Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, June 11th. Coming up, the prospect of precision agriculture has existed for decades, but many of the technologies and techniques that will enable it have been slow to catch on. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The rape trial of Terrence Shannon Jr. begins later today. The former University of Illinois basketball player is accused of raping an 18-year-old woman at a bar in Kansas. According to the Lawrence Times newspaper, 8 men and 7 women are seated on the jury. The victim says Shannon sexually assaulted her at a crowded bar after the Illinois-Kansas football game last September. The newspaper says Shannon's attorney will include information about a Kansas basketball player accused of sexually assaulting a woman at the same bar weeks before the alleged incident involving Shannon. The Champaign Unit 4 School Board swore in 2 new members yesterday, Sam Banks and Mark Holm, according to the district spokesperson. Banks is a former Don Moyer Boys and Girls Club CEO. Holm is a business owner and ran for the school board last year. The seats had been empty since March when 2 of 7 members resigned. Then some on the board boycotted the internal selection process, saying the board was too divided. In late May, the Champaign-Ford regional superintendent worked with an outside panel to pick Banks and Holm. Illinois lawmakers just hit the brakes on the state's burgeoning carbon capture and storage industry. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
Polluting industries want to pipe planet-warming carbon dioxide into the ground. It's part of a controversial climate solution called carbon capture. Pam Richard is an advocate with the Coalition to Stop CO2 Pipelines. She calls the technology unsafe.
So we got a moratorium on CO2 pipelines.
The temporary ban is a first in the Midwest and expires in 2 years. The Biden administration has poured billions of dollars into getting carbon capture off the ground. Governor J.B. Pritzker has yet to sign the sweeping regulations into law, but has signaled his intention to do so. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, WBEZ News.
Politicians and advocates are once again urging Congress to expand work permits for all immigrants. One state lawmaker says she's considering state legislation to address the problem. Adriana Cardona Magigod reports.
Illinois State Representative Lisa Hernandez recently championed a resolution urging President Joe Biden to use his executive power to grant work permits to all immigrants. But a resolution is not binding. Hernandez says she's open to drafting a state proposal that would allow immigrants to work, even if it challenges federal law.
I have never taken a step back that just because immigration is a federal issue, that we should not do what we have to do at a state level.
Hernandez says she is willing to pay close attention to efforts in Utah to expand work permits for immigrants there. Adriana Cardona Magigad, WBEC News.
Still to come, the prospect of precision agriculture has existed for decades, but many of the technologies and techniques that will enable it have been slow to catch on. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, before Roe versus Wade recognized a constitutional right to an abortion, women still found ways to end their pregnancies. In Illinois, that could mean seeking help from an underground feminist abortion service codenamed Jane. I'm Brian Mackey. We'll talk about that next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Precision agriculture has promised to revolutionize farming since the mid-1990s. The idea is to give growers more granular data about their operations and new technology to put that information to use. Some of this has come to pass. Farmers have more sophisticated equipment and hard data on how their operations perform. But as Harvest Public Media contributor Eric Schmidt reports, some of the loftiest promises of precision ag are still out of reach.
Inside the basement of an old brick building in South St. Louis, a small team of scientists make the final adjustments to a new sensor. It employs a powerful laser to determine the elements and even some molecules that are in front of it.
Right, target's in place.
Firing in 3, 2, 1.
This may sound a little like a rocket launch, but it's actually a prototype machine that can measure soil composition in real time. Pablo Sabrón is the founder of Impossible Sensing.
And every clack, 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 every light bullet that you heard gives you a data point.
Data points on nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, even water conditions and indicators of soil health. The sensor can be mounted on the back of a planter to let farmers see exactly what's happening in their soil as they drive through a field. Sabrón says that could help farmers apply the exact amount of fertilizer each plant needs.
The real value and the real need here is to give insights, give knowledge, prescribe what to do when.
Sabrón says this is the promise of precision ag, that knowing what's happening with individual plants will boost productivity and reduce the overuse of fertilizer, which pollutes rivers, lakes, and groundwater. But he says the hype hasn't delivered, at least not yet. And Sabrón isn't the only person working on it. Allison Doyle is an associate director at the Iowa State University Research Park. She says big ag companies are also looking beyond just seeds, fertilizer, and traditional farm equipment.
There's a trend right now in agriculture where a lot of the ag companies are positioning themselves more in the tech space than they are traditional ag.
She says labor is a big driver of this. There aren't as many people farming now than there were in the past. And Doyle says today's farms are much bigger than they used to be.
When you have an operation that large where commodity prices and all the input prices are where they are, you're looking for a tiny little bit of margin wherever you can find it. And so those precision tools become necessary.
But however promising new tools like that laser are, it'll likely take years for them to be adopted on thousands, let alone millions of farming acres.
Experimentation is a risk.
Bill Lee farms about 2,200 acres of corn and soybeans with his brother in central Illinois. Since he started farming in 1982, he says he's slowly added more precision tools to make his operation more efficient, whether applying fertilizer or planting seeds.
It's not a jump in with both feet, it's a process, because it's just too expensive and there's too much at risk to take that flying leap and realize there's not a high jump pit at the end, it's a piece of concrete.
Lee says he's more than willing to spend money on new technology, as long as he sees an economic return. It's a financial equation many farmers are familiar with. Chad Zimmerman, agri-food director at the nonprofit BioSTL in St. Louis, says it's unfair to expect farmers to be the only ones to bear the financial uncertainty that can come with changing their practices.
We can't be asking them to take on more risk, to just take a decrease in their profit to accomplish somebody else's goal.
Zimmerman says new agricultural technology can help growers, but it won't fully deliver the cost and environmental benefits until scaled across millions of acres. Impossible Sensing's Sabrón says that means big and small companies have to be the ones to prove their precision ag tech really works.
It's on us, right, to really create that value and show it.
He says once farmers see that value demonstrated, they'll adopt those new practices en masse, which is what he expects will happen with his new sensor in a few years. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Eric Schmid in St. Louis.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 78 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco, Adriana Cardonan McGeegod, and Eric Schmidt. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.